Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise given it was such an international field, but yeah, just can't be happier, really.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's obviously a lot more to you than that. You're from Humpty Doo, but I was just so proud that you came. When I saw that you'd won, I went, that is remarkable. Your series is called Back Out, and it includes photos taken in Lichfield, Mary River, Dundee Beach. Can you describe some of your favourite pictures?
Yeah, I guess probably my favorite one of all of them is shot at Adelaide River. It's a tree that's been kind of crucified by a fence on a World War II munitions base out there. And it kind of combines history and memory and the landscape of now. So, yeah, it's beautiful but also confronting.
If I may suggest that a lot of your images that I've been looking at, there seems to be a lot of destruction and decay in those images. Is that what interests you in particular?
Yeah, history. I mean, we all live on country in Australia. It's all First Nations land. So we have this kind of conflict embedded in our history, and I'm interested in seeing that in the landscape in some form or another. But we also live in an incredibly beautiful, rich place. So there's these tensions between those two things, and that's what really interests me.
The photographs are a political work as well, and you use a quote which describes the revenge of the places that don't matter. What are you referring to here?
Yeah, I guess it's that polarization, political polarization, that particularly in America, that quote's about the American political context, but I think in Australia we see a similar thing. I mean, the series is called Back Out, which is a play or a provocation on Outback, of course, which is something that I think in this era of climate change, this era of political instability, it's much less a simple vision of the outback, and it's much more complicated these days, in a good way as well. There's been a bit of a historical reckoning with some of these different forces, but it is leading to this instability too.
And you describe a sort of populism that's happening in parts of rural Australia, and a sense of, I mean, that greater schism, I suppose, between rural and suburban life. Is that something that you feel happening more and more in places like Humpty Doo?
Yeah, definitely. And I live in between the two. So I live part of the year in a city, Melbourne, which is about as, I live in a Greens area and it's about as progressive, urban lefty as you can get. And then I live in Humpty Doo, which is pretty much the opposite. Not that there isn't a mix of both types in all places, but living across this divide has made me really acutely aware of, why people believe what they believe. And trying to understand that and in its context. And I think a lot of these things are to do with the context, whether it's economic or cultural or social. And that's what I'm interested in exploring in my work too.
When I was noodling around having a look at some of your photographs, the ones that I really loved were what you've been doing with meat ants. Can you tell me about that work?
Yeah, so on our block in Humpty Doo, we have a lot of meat ants, and that's probably familiar to a lot of people who've, come across one of their nests and been bitten.
Yeah. Even you
So
just saying it, I'm like, I can smell them, I can feel
that smell, it's such
them.
a recognizable smell. But I wanted to do something with them and also use them as a way of understanding what it is to be on a piece of land that was cleared by my parents, that's Larrakia land. But now my parents have a fence around it, and I loved growing up there. We had the freedom to roam. And I used the meat ants as a way of kind of thinking this through. I fed them some feral buffalo pieces and photographed them on these silver colonial Victorian era looking trays. They're quite gothic, grotesque kind of images, but they're also really beautiful too. And it gives the impression that the meat ants, this natural process of the meat ants devouring the meat, is kind of taking over the silver tray. And I see it as a kind of a shedding of some of our history in favor of the present.
And you think of ants, when you look at ants, they seem so chaotic, but in your images, you can see just how well choreographed and organized they are in that one moment where you capture them. And another, this is the photograph which the exhibition itself uses, your own photograph, which is of a hat just a blue hat, like a regular school blue hat. It looks like a sort of a cap, which has been put on what I assume is an ant nest. And it's got all of these flying ants and ants just crawling all over it, which is just, it's just so, I couldn't stop looking at it, trying to figure out what it was.
Yeah, that cap actually belongs to my family's business in Humpty Doo. And my mum put that on the termite mound. You see that all the time in the territory, people putting clothing on termite mounds. Mum put the cap on there and then the termite mound sort of ate through it. And that is a nuptial flight. So it's when the ants, in this case, the meat ants, grow wings and leave their nests to explore new territories. And that moment, I was just so lucky to walk out there and they were all marshalling, getting ready to go off on their nuptial flight, the meat ants. And so, yeah, I managed to get that picture, which I was pretty stoked by.
You would be. And that's where the idea, where I said it looks like decay and destruction. You're talking about the meat ants and the hat and these things that we have, which are very much ephemeral in a way, aren't they? Because ultimately, the meat ants are going to come and get them and the decay is going to come and get them and everything will be turned back to dust.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of a cycle that's been going on for forever. Yeah. And it's just trying to make sense of that in the short term, I think, is the challenge of the arts.